ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, look! Hour number three, Usual Suspects, way back Wednesday. Barry, leading off.
Bringing the heat.
Wow. What? I know you got hot and sweaty over the Backstreet Boys back. I mean, this is New Kids on the Block.
And KOTB.
Oh, wow.
And on that note, hey, guess what? The best video game in the world coming back. Finally, NBA 2K20. It's out now. NBA 2K20 Story Mode, exclusively produced by LeBron and Spring Hill Entertainment, features a star-studded cast including Idris Elba, Rosario Dawson, and more. Experience the NBA 2K neighborhood. Explore open-world environment featuring seasonal changes and tons of exclusive gear for your My Player. Plus, check out the NBA 2K20 soundtrack, collaboration with Steve Stout and United Masters. This year's soundtrack features a diverse array of top songs from well-known artists across the globe with new tracks added throughout the year. NBA 2K20 out now. Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and coming soon to Stadia. Rated E for everyone. By the way, if you go to ESPN975.com, you can win one right now. Love, Courtney.
Yeah, see, so it's kind of a giveaway. We were kind of right. It's not necessarily a giveaway. You can still win, because when we do a giveaway, you got a call. No, now you go and register. Still, we're still giving to the peeps some kind of way. I'm excited about it. I hope I do get my copy.
I bet you do.
I'll pay for it if I have to.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, why lie now?
Well, I'm trying.
Such exactly. A smart lie. I'll pay for it if I have to.
In the meantime, that's the precursor to say, but I don't want to.
Demetrius said, hell yeah, New Kids on the Block, so you two can suck it.
Evidently, you might. Never mind.
Somebody wanted to know, Barry, can you swing in a public pool, lake, or ocean? I think they meant swim.
Oh, my God.
But I also don't know if they meant swim or swing. I really don't know.
Hey, ask Nick if the tub's not free.
I mean, look, I will swim in a public pool. I won't swim in the ocean. Not Galveston.
Really?
If I'm in Hawaii or whatever, I'm going swimming. But Galveston? No,
no,
people poop
the water
out there.
In Galveston, yeah.
People poop in Galveston. I'm not swimming in that. I'm probably not swimming in a public pool anymore. This is why we're having a pool built at the house and a lake. Yes.
Oh, you're having the pool built and the lake. I knew you were torn between the two.
No, we're not having
two.
Shut up.
So Lake Laminack and the pool are both being
built. Oh, my God.
Going
I hate you.
Year?
That's going to be a
God,
thing
the
now.
The comedy business is big.
Oh, God. I hate you so much.
Lake Laminack, no. Nick. When you need a place
lake
to go.
Laminack.
Lake Laminack.
Lake
going to be available.
I like it.
Oh, pontoon boats on the side. Jet skis on the right.
Fishing for catfish.
Oh, my God. This is what? Why?
That's a good point. He'll stock it with catfish.
Oh,
this is fantastic. It keeps
it's
getting
perfect.
Better.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. I hate y'all so much right now. Yes, I would swim in a lake and some oceans and no to public pools. I'm out. Public pools are disgusting. People pee in them all the time. But we've been down this road a million times.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I'm not doing the public pool thing. Nope.
Mr. Irrigation on line one.
Hey, his little sprinkler thing that he made for me?
Yeah.
That's badass.
It works.
It works really well. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, if his championship rings or anything like his sprinklers,
he said he's getting a patent on it. It's pretty legit.
Sweet. So,
maybe we'll see him on Shark Tank. You never know.
And for that reason alone, Barry's out. That's your line.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Steven Usick wants to know if I'm going to sue or contact an attorney over my about a lawn assault. No, not yet.
If they don't pay up, you will.
I mean.
Got Lawyer Dave.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
I think one call does it all. You get Lawyer Dave to make a call or drop a letter. I think you're in good shape.
You know, I don't want to threaten because that I feel like we're.
I think that
it, I would just want to solve it. Just hey, look, man. Just look. If I got to go get some fertilizer and topsoil and put that down and maybe a couple pallets of grass, or not a couple pallets, but a pallet of grass, whatever. I'd be good with that. I just want to fix. I'm not trying to make any money off of it.
Coming up on the Friday Football Frenzy next year.
Let's see.
Friday Night Football, Friday Night Lights from Lake Laminack, where they're going to have a 100-yard field with lights, fully with line and a press box. Barry's going to have high school football games on his lawn because he's going to sue and he's going to win.
No, that's not true.
So if I went to your house and I just ruined everything except for the lawn, how much would that cost you to replace? Would that be like incredibly expensive?
What do you mean?
Like if I just like
my whole
your
house?
Shrubs, like your no,
oh, the ditch and the
flowers.
You're talking about all of the landscaping.
Correct.
Not the lawn.
Not the
but
lawn.
The landscaping? Yeah.
Like thousands? Are we talking? Like what are we talking here?
Tens of thousands.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's expensive, man. We've got big, tall Italian cypresses.
Be kind of a funny prank, you know?
Why they got to be Italian?
Would it? Because that's the name of it.
Why you got to discriminate? Why can't you just get because a Czech? Why can't you get
I'm
a
sorry,
Czechoslovakian?
Joe, because there's no Sicilian trees.
Why they all got to be in the Italian family? Can't you just mix it up?
Because that's what it's called.
Why can't you get...
No, because it's called an Italian cypress.
Get an American cypress.
Yeah. Dude, just the trees alone, I think I spent, the two of them died, but I think we spent like $5,000 just in trees.
You paid for trees and they died?
$5,000 in trees?
That's on you then?
Yeah.
You can't just take it back. I can see
but that's
you,
to have them planted
I can see
too.
You getting Norris car and dragging in the tree. Hey, this thing died. I need another one. I don't need a receipt. You can see it's dead.
Got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, the landscaping would be expensive.
That's ridiculous, man.
Well,
$5,000 in trees.
They required it. We had to have four
Nick
trees
going out
planted.
There with a four wheel. He's gonna start taking your
no,
shrubs.
Yeah. Seriously.
We had to have four trees planted, and then the HOA requires them to be a certain size. So they have to the trunk on the tree when you so, plant it has to be a certain width.
So bringing our conversation full circle, size does matter.
Well, I guess you could say you. My lawn has big feet. I don't know.
Okay.
I wanted to read that other one, but it's too vulgar from Mark Shell.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was very funny. I guess I could read it right, Nick.
Here's the way you normally go about your business.
I mean, I'll just dump
Try it first and then see how it goes.
Well, we were asking about does foot size correlate to penis size? And Mark Shell said...
Right in the parental pickup line time again.
What? Oh, hey, if you have kids...
Jeez. It never fails. 301 to 355. It's Barry time for the parental pickup line.
Why? I don't...
Well, keep going now. Give the warning. Earmuffs.
Yeah, that's my bad. I got to be better. But he said, I have a size 15 shoe and a 3-inch wiener. So he's it's like a pot pie.
Jeez. Oh, Mark Shell.
He really said that? He did not say that.
Talk about self-deprecating.
9 inches. Around. Oh, God. That's just, yeah. Earmuffs. Okay. Let's move on.
Is he from Milwaukee, too? He's a Packers fan.
He's a Packer fan. I don't think he's from Milwaukee.
Funny-ass text. It deserved to be read in its original state, but I tried to get the I didn't want to say bulk of it.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't want to say the gist of it, so I just tried to get the theme of it. How about that?
Yeah, don't misspeak that line.
Exactly.
Look out. All right. So we appreciate you suspects participating. Some NFL news. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Kirk Cousins, actually, after hearing Adam Thielen's comments we talked about the other day on the show, has apologized for all of his week 4 misses for the Vikings.
Really?
Yeah. This has got a life of its own in terms of the conversation. The bottom line is Kirk Cousins just isn't very good right now. And a lot of people are going to hate on him even more because of the fact that he's made so much money. And he signed this massive deal to go to the Vikings when they had Case Keenum. If you're the Vikings right now and you look back on the whole situation, you might have been better off with Case Keenum. Yeah.
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 You have to think sometimes maybe it wouldn't be any worse.
I don't think it could get much worse. And I think at least with Case Keenum, whether you call him a game manager or not, and I don't think Cousins likes that, but I think Case Keenum was fine calling him whatever you wanted to, but call him a guy that got his team within a play of the NFC Championship game and then against the Saints, he got there. They didn't win it. But when you look at it, you go, you know what? He did everything except for one final step that the Vikings could have asked for. So they went out and said, yeah, thanks, but no thanks at signing him to another deal. And instead, they brought in a guy for more money that's gotten less results, that seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. Last year, things were going well. Like we talked about, I read you some of the numbers, and you had, you know, two legitimate guys that were considered really good threats in the passing game, and Thielen and Diggs. So it's gone south, it seems like, in a hurry. But I you wonder if some of that is because they're more run-oriented. I don't know. But you wouldn't think that a guy who had been held in such high regard for so long by the NFL and franchise and making all that money and the hottest commodity in quarterbacks falls off in 1 year. That just doesn't seem right. Unless, like you were saying, he was just overhyped to begin with.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
And he also got into the right situation. Contract came up at the right time.
Yep.
Redskins hadn't made a decision on him one way or the other yet for a long-term deal. So then they franchise him for two straight years at 20 and 20-some million dollars a year. Then they realize he's probably not going to be their guy, so they let him walk, and Minnesota signs him to the long-term deal he wanted all along for even more money. And now the best results he's got are in his bank account.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to playing with all the guys, when you got Cook behind you, you got those two receivers on the outside and Diggs and Thielen, you got a tight end like Rudolph, and you are not doing anything to help your team, and your defense is really, really good.
Although you got to be careful about calling out your quarterback. I mean, that's just...
You do until your quarterback comes back and says he's right.
Yeah, that was probably his bad, too. He shouldn't have done that. But that's a slippery slope when you start calling people out, because part of the reason is you, now you're on the hook to have to perform. Don't drop a pass. Don't drop a touchdown. Don't drop a game winner. Because guess what? First thing I would do if I'm Kirk Cousins and you do that, well, I got the ball downfield and his dumb ass couldn't catch it. That's a two-way street, man. You got to be careful calling out your teammates like that.
Same way when you mess with their money.
Yep.
Just stay out of their business and hope it gets better. And you know what? The court of public opinion, more times than not, is going to find out and get onto whatever you're talking about or what you want to say that you don't.
Speaking of the quarterbacks, did you see where Gardner Minshew limited in Wednesday's practice? May not play. They're actually giving first team reps to Josh Dobbs, who they went and got from the Steelers to back up Minshew when Foles went down. Man, I don't know how much more the Jags can take. They're lucky they're in a crap division where everybody's 2-2 because – you know, Ramsey missed that quote. I'm using air quotes about his back as an issue because I really think it's just him pouting. But his back is a problem, and he's not practicing. So,
pouting or negotiating? You're trying to have both bargaining power to get out. Yeah.
Both. But, man, there's a lot going on. I kind of feel bad. I mean, I don't feel real bad for Doug Marrone, but in a way, you know, the injuries is one thing, and then you got this trouble with Jalen Ramsey, and, man, that's a tough situation over there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So plenty more to get to. The other thing I want to get to before the end of the show is, do you guys ever remember hearing about Percy Harvin? We knew Percy Harvin was a really talented player, receiver out of Florida. But there was that 1 year where he kept bouncing around to different teams and everybody, he wouldn't end up sticking for long and they'd cut him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever hear that there was a story right before the Super Bowl that he punched his Seahawks teammate in the face?
Yep.
Story's coming next. He's owning up to it. So I've got that to get to when we get back. Before we get to that, though, I do want to tell you about Twin Peaks. We're talking about the fact that the playoff game, the AL wild card game is tonight. Then you've got baseball playoffs starting Thursday. You've got Thursday night football. You've got a weekend full of college and pro football. And you want to get out of the house. You want a place to go, but you just don't want to go somewhere where you're lost in the crowd and they don't have the game you want and they don't have really good food or beverages. Don't worry about it anymore. Twin Peaks. All five locations in the Houston area have made-from-scratch food for appetizers all the way out to your main entrees. They are going to take care of you with fantastic food. And the beverages are always ice cold, the draft beer always 29 degrees, and ready for you to consume. And, of course, those beautiful Twin Peaks girls are going to wait on your every request. So, therefore, you get in there and you say, hey, look, I want the Astros on one TV. I want college football on that TV. And I want Premier League soccer on that TV. They'll do it all for you. And they have all the TVs and all the subscriptions that you need so that you're always taken care of. It's the way they do business. At Twin Peaks, their main goal is to make sure you're always happy in a safe environment with all of the amenities you need so you'll come back again and again and handle all of your sports viewing pleasures right there at Twin Peaks. Five locations, as I mentioned, across the Houston area, and the main thing you need to know, whether you're looking for eats, drinks, or scenic views, there's only one place to go. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Speaking of Infuse Energy,
CEO Josh Pestikoff was roaming the halls here this morning. Good to see him out and about, in and around. And he was talking about everything with the business. Business is good right now. It's because people are hearing what we have to say. Listeners are calling him to get signed up because I signed up 3 years ago, and I tell everybody what a great deal it is, and you can do the same thing. All you got to do is call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You can also log on to infuseenergy.com, but call them because you're going to get a human being. You're not going to get an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, and they're going to get down to when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and the best plan and rate they can get you so that they can get you over to Infuse Energy. I've had several of my friends that I play basketball with that said, hey, what's that Infuse Energy all about? I tell them, they call Josh directly because I give them the number and they ask for Josh and he answers. And they get signed up and they could not have been happier. Several of our listeners too, P. Randizzle and others, have got signed up and you can too. They got a 5 out of 5 star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas and they got it for a reason. They take care of their customers. Right off the top, if you're a listener and you call, you mention ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit. Perfect way to start the relationship, and it goes from there. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Tell them I sent you by. It's Infuse Energy into your life. With that said, guys, there had been some rumblings in the past about Percy Harvin. I mentioned this before the break. And then everybody thought, well, when he gets to Buffalo, or he came from Minnesota, but you know he should have been the difference maker. He wasn't. He got to Seattle, and it didn't work out really, but he was on that team that went to the Super Bowl that played the Broncos. Well, there's always been kind of an underbelly to the story that said that he basically punched another teammate during Super Bowl week, and that was a huge problem for the rest of the Seahawks, even though they went on to win the Super Bowl. Now he's coming out and telling everybody what happened and why. Turns out he did punch Golden Tate during media week. Tate was answering questions from reporters about Percy Harvin, and he had missed the previous game with a concussion, and Tate said the Seahawks had made it to the Super Bowl without him. They intended to win it with him or without him. And Harvin took offense to those comments, so now the next day, they're in the meeting room for wide receivers, and he asks Harvin, like, he asks Golden Tate, like, yo, bro, what's going on? You're not even happy for me? This has been going on all season. I was already so wrapped up in it. Probably didn't matter what he was going to say next. I was already at a 10. Let's just say that's when Harvin punched Tate in the face, and Tate landed in a garbage can.
Damn.
He said, we locked up. The owners had to come in to that locker room and try and talk. The fact of hitting him into that trash can, all that type stuff, it was all true. Like I said, it was bad. Whole situation, what we kept harping on, that's what made it bad, because we didn't even have to do it, but we had to take a team picture that day, and you could see tense. We didn't seem like a team that was ready to play a Super Bowl. Next day, Marshawn Lynch had to approach Harvin and Tate individually to try and clear it up so that they had a chance of winning the game, which they did win. But he said, I later found out that I had anxiety issues.
No, you got anger issues, bro.
I guess, right?
Anxiety.
He said those were the worst years of his life. It came with so much pressure. My anxiety was worse than it normally was when I get into unfamiliar situations. When I was diagnosed, I still didn't want to acknowledge it. When I noticed the behavior and started speaking to other people, he's like, I would start sweating. They had to bring me water. It was tough. All he can say now is that he would like to clear it up with his teammates. He tweeted out it's 100% on him. And I would say it's probably a little too late. Everybody's moved on, but they got their ring, and I don't think they want to deal with that anymore.
Yeah, for sure. It's way too little too late.
Crazy,
nice, nice
though.
Try.
I had talked about that UNLV situation in basketball yesterday, but it's one thing to get into it with a teammate, but during Super Bowl week? When everybody could point the finger at you and go, you know what, bro? We had a great team all year. And then that deal right there separated the entire locker room.
Yeah. I remember it when you asked. And you know me, I don't remember half that stuff. But yeah. I remember that for some reason because that was bad. Look, anytime you have teammates fighting, it's bad. But like you said, in that situation, at that moment, that's even worse. So I'm glad that he's owning up to it. But I feel like he's still trying to downplay it a little bit. Oh, I had anxiety. No, that's more than anxiety.
Right?
I mean, I don't have anxiety, but I can tell you, I think doing that, there's anger issues involved. There's probably a whole lot of other stuff. So
I would agree.
Hey, real quick, before we keep going, because there was this Tyreek Hill thing. He's, you know, he's returning to practice. So we could discuss that a little bit. But I needed to give a shout out to Candy Coble. She came to the shows this weekend, and she was telling me that she had started a new venture. It's Candy's. I'm gonna get this right. It's Candy's Sweet Stuff. It's a candy company. So I just wanted to I told her I would plug it because she is a very loyal suspect. She's,
yes, she is.
She's come to a lot of our events, and I recommend you guys go follow her on Twitter, TXTwin76, and get all the info about her new venture. Support a suspect, TXTwin76 on Twitter.
And we mentioned this from Trey Campbell's favorite TV reporter, Melissa Correa, but we want to mention it again. If you are going to support Deputy Dhaliwal, between now and Friday, you have to not only go to Papa John's, but you have to use the code Houston Cares. I said it when I read it the first time, but it's worth saying again.
Yes.
Use the code Houston Cares. That way all the profits go to his family.
Don't screw this up, suspects.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So want to make sure we clarified that in a little housekeeping as well. If you're a fantasy football player, just an FYI, Steven Gostkowski, the kicker for the Patriots, done for the year. He's having surgery, so you might want to go and find yourself another kicker. And Saquon Barkley is back to running on his sprained ankle, but still unlikely this weekend versus the Vikings.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just
I hate that.
It's an NFC North thing.
See, I thought you didn't trash talk.
Well, you said I should, so I'm turning over a new leaf.
I just don't trash talk like that. You know.
I got a buddy of mine that's a huge Cowboys fan, and I always take the high road.
You call them the Cowgirls?
No.
I hate when grown-ass men do that stuff. The Vikings, not saying that just because you did it.
I just did that.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I hate when they're like, oh, the Cowgirls, the Lastros. You know, it's just like, I mean, come on, bro. You're like, you're 43 years old. Why are you making stupid-ass sports puns like that?
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine that's a huge Cowboys fan, and he was talking mess with all the Saints fans and then paid the price this weekend. So he starts trying to gear it up with me and sends me a couple messages, and I'm like, look, bro, you know, I hope it's a good game, and you know how I always do it, I'm not going to say anything. He's like, well, the Cowboys got the red ass, they're going to be ready to play because they lost to the Saints. I said, don't forget, Packers lost to the Eagles, they thought they had that game. I said, good thing it's a home game for us, so we're going to be all right. And he's like, no, it's at our place. And I go, like I said, good thing it's at a home game. It's at Lambeau Field South. And he's like, oh, you got me. I go, oh, I got you. You bit hard on that one. So
Tyreek Hill returned to practice just, I think, 4 weeks ago was when he, 4 weeks, first week when he injured the collarbone. They are saying that he still may not play. Chiefs usually don't rush guys back from injury, so he still may not play. But he's back, so he's looking like it's not long now until he's going to be back out there.
Okay. And so then Bears linebacker Roquan Smith in this big mystery that's going on. I don't know if you heard this or not. There's a big deal because he was a late scratch last weekend. Then head coach Matt Nagy came out and started saying, look, it's a personal issue. We're going to let him deal with it, but we don't know if he's going to be available this weekend. And everybody kept pressing on him, and he kept saying, look, I just said it's a personal issue. Will he be fine? It's a personal issue. Now he's back at practice. He says, I will play, but like Coach said, it was for personal reasons. It's behind us. I'm just focused on getting better and moving on to Oakland. And the bigger controversy was the Chicago Tribune came out and basically said that they demanded that at some point he has to say what the personal reasons are.
No, he doesn't.
And that's where the media gets a little bit
stupid
over the top.
Ass.
They absolutely do not.
No, they don't. I swear I hate dumbass newspapers and stuff like that. Oh, we demand. We have to know. No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, all you got to do is read between the lines. As soon as you read his quote and said it's behind us, then you know that it was something internal within the organization between either him and another player, him and another coach,
or him and something at home. You don't know.
You don't. Usually, guys don't reference stuff at the house and say it's behind us. Usually, you're trying to move on from something that's happened between teammates or coaches or whatever. Usually, not all the time. I could be wrong, but just hearing that made me think that that was something that happened on the team.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
All right. So for whatever reason, they're hoping to put that behind
them.
This
song alone wins. Way back Wednesday.
I mean, self-proclaimed success.
Big Daddy Kane, bro.
Never going to do anything for
Big
you.
Big Daddy Kane.
All I know is,
Joel, there ain't no half-stepping.
I go to work, I get the job done.
That's right.
Take that.
That's right.
BDK. All right, 30 minutes to go on the show. Half hour coming up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, you don't stop. 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 Keep it on. 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 Keep it on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, guys, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Half hour to go. Real quick, man, I want to tell you guys, I'm super pumped about what's going on over at GetUpside. Got a fresh look on the app, and if you haven't done so yet, go ahead and download it and put it on your phone. It's GetUpside, all one word. It's in the app store. It's super easy to install. I actually did it while I was sitting at the pump. That's how easy it is. I was waiting to pump gas in the car, downloaded GetUpside, thought, you know what, let me try this. So happy I did that. I wish I would have had a promo code like you guys have a promo code, and it's Barry, my name, B-A-R-R-Y. Put that in when you download and install GetUpside, and you're going to get extra cash back on your first fill-up through the app. I always tell you guys, Jake Asman got $7. I want to say, I think it was Cody that got $5. Somebody here got $5 back. My wife ended up getting 30 cents a gallon cash back on her first fill-up through the app. Tons of money out there to be had. You just got to have the app on your phone and start using it. People have, Jason Abraham said he's got $70 in his account just by referring friends and then using it. And I'm really excited that they're starting to add new restaurants to the app as well. That's always cool. But if you love cash back and you like keeping and hanging on to your money, man, you're going to love GetUpside. It's been featured on ABC 13, so they were excited about this app, and they wanted to tell the people about it. And so you can check out that article on ABC 13 about GetUpside. But the money is real, up to 25 cents a gallon at gas stations, up to 35% cash back when you fill up. And I had somebody ask me the other day, well, what's the catch? Look, there really is no catch. There's no, you're not locked into anything. If you don't like the app or you don't want to use it, just don't use it. It's that simple. And they were like, yeah, but, you know, nothing's free. Here's the deal. This is why it works. Because these gas stations and these restaurants, they want your business. So they are offering these cashback deals through the app, and you get the free money, and they get your business. So everybody wins. Do yourself a favor right now. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back, and thank me later.
There you have it. Now, earlier on in the show, we talked about what came out yesterday. This little diss track beef between Shaquille O'Neal and Blazers guard Damian Lillard. You requested the audio so
I would
that
like
we
to
could
hear
play
it.
Some snippets of the songs and let the peeps and you guys decide who wins.
I would like to suggest not to play it back-to-back and play them individually so we can introduce them.
Sure.
But who do you want first? Dame?
Well, who dropped theirs first?
Shaq's was dropped first. It was a video with a puppet that looked like Shaq in a DJ booth.
So Shaq did it first?
So Shaq did it first, and then Lillard responded.
So Shaq called Dame out in his diss track.
Because Damon Lillard commented that he didn't think Shaq was as good a rapper.
Got you.
So Dame
Shaq
took the shot.
Has the first one.
Dame said something in an interview.
Correct.
Took a shot and says Shaq's not good at rapping. Shaq drops the first diss track, and it sounded like this.
He actually plays a portion of what Dame says before he starts rapping.
Got you. Okay, here we go. It's great.
You think you got better music than Shaq?
I think I rap better than Shaq. People weren't looking at it like it's a real rapper. It was like that Shaq rapping.
That's Dame rapping. The daddy has to come out of retirement and spank one of these undisciplined children.
Now it's time to be disciplined.
It's time to pull out that belt and whoop a little ass.
Here we go.
Yo, yeah, what's wrong with these little cats? I can tell they little listen to their little raps. Always guided by their little max contract. Dame got a little money when it comes to Shaq. You see this flow, got a little Hall of Fame on it. Dame shoot jumpers, Shaq still bang on it. Are you kidding me, lyrically, not physically, mentally, vividly? Seen it before, you might give it to me. I'm on a yacht in Little Italy, riddle me. When you was young, did you see my MVP like a trilogy? MVP candidates, you are not one. Plant a plaque on my wall, go and get you some. Lyrically, I'm 3-time finals MVP. I can't believe some garbage as a team. How you say that you better than these when you ain't got more chatter than these? What you talking about?
Wow. That was pretty dope.
It was good, and I'm telling you, it gets better. All right? Because I'm...
Lillard so, wasn't going to respond initially.
Okay.
Then, kind of casually, nonchalantly, he says, all right, well, here you go. I got to go to practice now. And just dropped his response.
No.
But the lines.
He was very casual about it? The response,
yes, are really hard hitting.
Okay.
Dollar. He say he the GOAT, I come for his body. Plant him cause he bought the copies. Should've just passed me the torch, I got no remorse, I beat him like Rocky. I fill the tank up with diesel, you jealous of me and I see you. Cause on this day, originals just can't fuck with this sequel. I'm new school, got new hits. Space Jam, not blue chips. Hangman, yo shoot. Dame Six, I'm too lit. Big name, got big bread, but you corny. Get bags, get purchased. Every time you get horny, then they repo. Love you when you was in beast mode. Loki thought you was a cheat code. Know that you shoot for the cheap hoes. Shoot any work like you freak those.
Ooh, wow. It gets better. It gets better.
It gets good. I think Dame's is better. But.
He basically says you won nothing without Kobe.
Ooh.
And even in Dallas, you needed Flash.
Oh, man.
When they beat, yeah, it's yeah. just, now, it just keeps getting better.
Here's what I like about it. Here's what I like about it the best is the fact that it's really old school versus new school. If you think about it, the old school was Shaq, right? He's an old school player.
Right.
He's got the old school mentality. He also kind of had an old school beat and an old school flow to his track.
I told you that the beat was a major factor in it for me.
And then you got Dame that comes out, and his response sounds more like a 2019 right. version of hip hop. So it was kind of an old school versus new school thing. That might be why people are also more partial to Dame's, but I think I did like his better. And I'm an old school guy. I like the old school hip hop way more than this new stuff. But I thought Shaq's was good, but I'm with you guys. I think Dame was a lot better.
You with it, Nick?
Yeah.
Say again?
You with it that Lillard won?
Yeah, I felt like he was going to win going into the situation as well. I felt like that Dame just, from a lyrical standpoint, would be better and more evolved.
Yeah, I definitely think so, too. I was trying to pull some of these lyrics for you because the exact lyrics. But
How about this? Nick, you have links to both. Just go ahead and tweet it out for the peeps. Y'all follow Nick at the producer Nick, and he'll tweet them out, and you can listen to both yourselves. And Nick will tag us on them, so if you want to chit-chat about it, you can listen to both and give your feedback on it. I just from what we heard, though, that no question. I think Dame's was – I liked the music better, too.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on that. Not that both guys should get props.
No, absolutely. Shaq held his own, especially because he's, what, 60 years old now?
I don't know how old he is.
But
he's had a lot of appearances on the show today.
Yeah. Chris Davis said, I need one more round. Honestly, both of them brought it. I would agree. I thought they were both good, but I thought Dame did a little bit better. This article came out on TMZ Sports.
Okay.
This is a little disturbing for me. And the headline says, Julian Edelman, quote, I caught Bill Belichick dong out in the team hot tub. And I was like, what on earth? And so I got to give credit where credit is due because we were talking earlier on the show about hot tubs. And would you have sex in them? Or would you even get naked in a tub or a hot tub? And Ike on the Twitters sent me this link to this story. Had no idea, but this is what Julian Edelman said. He said, he saw that I was in there, meaning the locker room. And then he got up and got out, Edelman says. And real good party foul by coach. I mean, we're supposed to have shorts on. But I guess at 11 o'clock at night, when you're the GOAT of coaching, you go wherever you want. Free ball. He said,
And
then the article says, what did Edelman do after seeing his coach in the buff? He jumped right in the hot tub and tried to forget about it, but clearly he couldn't. So, quote, so I sit in the hot tub. I'm already extremely uncomfortable. And this is, this is locker room, bro. Mm-hmm. It's not anything different, but I guess you're not used to seeing your coach.
Right.
He said, I don't know what to think. I don't know that people went into hot tubs without swim trunks on at public facilities. I accepted it. It's coach. Of course, there was awkwardness. Edelman and Bill Belichick ended up having another encounter after the hot tub incident. And somehow the star receiver was able to gather up the courage to say how impressive it was to see him at the facility that late at night. Coach's response? It beats being a plumber. See you tomorrow. So instead of being like, yeah, well, it's like 11 o'clock at night and you're like, hey, man, I'm impressed you're working out. And he's like, well, beats being a plumber. I'll see you tomorrow. So old Billy Belichick, jeez, buck ass naked in a hot tub at the facility.
You call that Billy Ballin?
That would be Billy Ballin. Yeah, yeah. That's probably.
Billy Ballin in the hot tub at the Patriots disgusting. Facility.
No one wants to see the coach. No.
Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. It's the final segment of the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. All right here on ESPN 97.5. Another great show, fellas, as we rolled on quickly through 3 hours of sports and entertainment. We talked about yesterday the NCAA bill that was passed for athletes to get paid via their likeness and their autograph in California. Now, I'm not sure you guys know this or not, but there's some follow-up on that. There's a congressman that's going to propose a nationwide pay-for-play for college athletes legislation. So it's going to get even more interesting. We said yesterday, hey, stay tuned. This isn't over by a long shot. And we know that the NCAA was very much against everything California was doing. Now they might have more on their hands than they bargained for because everyone's jumping on board. And you know there's always a congressman that's going to say, hey, this is going to make me look good.
Oh, yeah.
And I could look heroic in getting this thing passed.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not going away by any stretch. So that's just something to keep an eye on.
This battle's going to start. This will be years in the making. You watch.
And it's not supposed to take effect in California until 2023.
Yeah.
So there is some time, but with that time comes more time for other people to do things like this. Anthony Gonzalez, who, if you maybe remember, was a former Ohio State football player, he's now the guy that's going to take it he's a Republican from Ohio, and he's going to take it to the federal government to try and get them to act quickly so that they can avoid potential problems and get done what needs to get done. So a football player that's pushing this is also going to help to see how this thing can get some more traction. But it's going to get interesting because, I think a lot of people haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it until it came up in California. And now they're like, hey, to all the points we discussed yesterday, yeah, why shouldn't every individual control their own likeness and their own signature?
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting.
Somebody did say, because we were talking, I said, I don't know that anxiety would necessarily cause anger. And I said, I don't know because I don't have it, but I feel like it was more than just anxiety. Somebody texted and said, what Harvin said is true. I also suffer from anxiety that can manifest itself into anger. I'm not excusing his behavior. I'm just explaining it. It causes me to stay away from certain situations and even certain people. So
it's like you and someone that chops up your lawn.
Oh, that's not anxiety.
You need to stay away from that situation.
Rage. Hey, yo, Suspects, great show. Question, how many oxygen tanks do you think Shaq had to go through to spit out that lame rap song?
I think they said the rap song. I thought he was going back to hour number one.
That's from Hugo Juice. I think Shaq is still. I know he's old, but I didn't think it was that lame.
First of all, I don't think he's that old. I think people think he's fat because he's so big.
He's fat because he's fat.
Okay.
Is he? You don't think he's fat?
I think he's a big man. I think regardless,
Do you think Shaq is?
I don't think he's 50 yet.
47.
Okay. Also got to think about, too, the pounding that his body has taken in the league. I said in the league, okay? Because otherwise we're really coming for full circle here.
Yeah.
But I think that the wear and tear on him and all the things that he's been through, it's obvious. I mean, you look at Charles, and Charles Barkley, a lot of people don't know, but I believe he's had both knees replaced and his hip. So a lot of times, especially when technology in the medical profession wasn't what it is now in terms of arthroscopic surgeries and ways to prevent things from getting worse, these guys have long-lasting injuries that they're never going to outlive and they're never going to get better from.
Shaq played at like 325, right?
Mm-hmm.
7'1", 325. What?
I would go 360, 370. Now,
I was going to say, how big do you think he is now?
For a guy his size already, I think he's probably
380.
I was going to say 375 initially, but then think about this. Even on the TNT, he's jumping off of, he wants to jump off of ladders and tackle Christmas trees and do all these things that are like Daredevil-esque, but he's not exactly a spring chicken.
No, but he's used to being big and athletic.
I guess. But,
yeah, he also hasn't had, like you said, the issues with the knees and stuff quite like Barkley has.
Right.
Because Barkley played at what? 250?
240. He always said 240 was his playing weight.
Yeah, he was probably closer to
He always opened the season at around 260 and then trimmed down whatever he had to trim down. But now he's easily over 3 bills.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always the get-down weight for him. Is his first goal weight is 300.
Yeah.
Wow. So we'll see. I put this on yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this or not either. But a little harsh here. A Korean golfer playing in the Korean PGA, or the Korean Professional Golf Association, who was the leading money winner, mm-hmm. Byao Kim is his name,
okay.
was suspended for 3 years because he flipped the fans the bird during the final round of the tournament. And before you pass judgment, because I want to get your opinion on this,
okay,
I want to see if you wouldn't be doing the same thing. Okay, he's on the second to last hole with a one-stroke lead. And as he goes into his backswing to hit the ball, cameras are going off and people start talking, and he hits a ball 100 yards down the fairway instead of a 300-yard drive.
Yikes.
He turned around, slammed the driver to the ground, and flipped off the fans. They suspended him for 3 years.
That seems excessive.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, that 3 years just for flipping off the fans?
Yeah, and you got to believe
that seems
he's thinking about
really
how much
excessive.
Money that could have cost him. It wasn't because he made a bad swing. It was because he was distracted.
Is it really that distracting, though?
It can be. You see Tiger and those guys, and Tiger has an unbelievable athletic ability to be able to stop his downswing. Most people, once you start the downswing, there's nothing in the world that can get you to pull off.
Yeah, but I just don't – I don't know. Maybe just because I'm not a good golfer or whatever, but I play golf. I've played mm-hmm. golf, and – if somebody's talking in my
swing,
that doesn't bother me.
It's for a lot of people, it's everybody has a different barometer of how much it bothers you.
It's the same thing with tennis. Like people, they don't want you talking in tennis. Why? Why?
First of all, there's two ways of looking at it.
You got, I mean,
one, it's from an etiquette standpoint that everybody said the rules of golf always said that you got to be quiet. The other thing is, depending on your level of concentration, people think that you're so focused on trying to swing that if a noise or something like that takes you out, it can startle you and then take you out of your
90% of that golf swing
muscle
is muscle
memory,
correct?
I would believe so, yeah.
So then how would a noise distract you from your muscle memory? Your muscle memory means your muscles are going to do the same repetitive action no matter what.
Under the same environment, under the same conditions. If the same conditions are normally that it's quiet and all of a sudden people are making noises, you'll flinch.
A camera shutter?
Well, it's not. It was.
But
I said
but
people were making noise.
Freak
and,
out over
oh, Tiger
a camera
hates
shutter.
The camera shutter.
Yeah, and yet you have professional, you know, basketball players standing at a free throw line trying to make a round ball into a round hole that's slightly bigger than the round ball with 30,000 people screaming at them. But this one camera shutter is the difference between a good golf swing and a bad one. I think there
but
might be a
still,
little sissiness, a little
prima
donna in there.
From year to year, microphones pick up from tournament to tournament. Microphones pick up guys cussing. You know, we've seen people flip off. We've seen NBA people do it. We've seen lots of people. They flip the bird every now and then. 3 years, a guy that was making six figures on the Korean tour is now banned for 3 years from making money where he made six figures playing golf.
That's pretty silly.
I think that's excessive. Yeah. And their explanation was Kim Byo damaged the dignity of a golfer with etiquette violations and inappropriate behavior. That's a bit much.
Damaged the dignity of a golfer?
Go to
people
the Phoenix,
think way too much about yourselves.
To your point, the most modernized golf tournament out there that defies the rules is the Phoenix Open, where they drink heavily. They take their par three, I think it's the 17th hole. They surround it like a stadium, and people heckle, and if you miss a putt, they boo you, and if you make a putt, they cheer you, and all this, and they get crazy drunk, and they do, and players know it going in,
uh-huh.
and guess what? They deal with it.
Yeah.
So it'll be I'm curious to see if there's any, because now the PGA Tour said because it didn't happen on our tour, we're not going to pass judgment, but he's actually out there looking to see if there's other tours he can play on.
Somebody said that's a costly birdie. Get it?
And he won the tournament.
Get it, though? Costly birdie?
Yes, I get it.
Get it?
Bird,
do you
birdie.
Get it a birdie?
You can stop flipping me off now. I got it. You're number one in my book, too. Yeah.
Look, here. I knew this was going to come as soon as I had an opinion on it. Like a heckler at your next show, when is that? Suggesting that somebody yelling while I'm on stage telling a joke is the same as someone in a golf swing. This is how I know you're an this is how ignorant you guys try to be funny. That is just the dumbest statement. If you don't know the difference between the two, that's on your dumb ass. I don't know what else to tell you.
You want to take Zach before we get out here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Zach, real quick, on a golf swing. Zach, what's up?
Hey, you guys there?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I guess the difference between the the silence when you're swinging versus, say a free throw or the Phoenix Open is that it's just quiet the entire time, and then it's a sudden noise versus, a loud crowd turns into white noise and doesn't bother you versus as soon as you're about to hit, someone whistles real loud, it kind of jumps you off your game. But I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Zach. And I'll tell you this. There are people that are hypersensitive. I know guys that literally we would almost do it purposely because even if you, moved – and they say they saw you out of the corner of their eye, or we would actually try and get our drivers to hit off the railing of the ball washers just because of the fact that it's not that serious.
Exactly.
And we're not PGA players either.
Exactly.
All right, that'll do it for a Way Back Wednesday. We appreciate y'all. We'll be back tomorrow, so hopefully you will too. It's our last show of the week. As just a reminder, FYI's worth, we'll be here tomorrow, and then no F Yeah Friday because of Astros baseball and the playoffs on ESPN. The national radio broadcast will be happening during our show, so we're going to be enjoying the game. Hopefully you will be too. But we'll talk to you tomorrow, so come on back, won't you? Right here on ESPN 97.5.